in the Billings line. 19-0 ball game. We're in the first half. With about 6.5 minutes remaining in this first half. There's a single ring shift over to the right. The ball goes back to Tennant. Tennant finds a hole at the end of the line. Keeps running, going boldly way across the 40-yard line. And his forward motion was stopped at the 44-yard line. His forward motion was stopped at the 44-yard line, where it'll be first down 10. So Tennant moved that ball up across the 40-yard line, down to the 44, and his forward motion was stopped at the 44-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Now the Braves, single wing shift over to the right. Ball goes back to Tennant. Tennant piles his way through the center of the line again, is tripped up as he crossed the line of scrimmage, gets up to the 50-yard line, just shy of the 50, for a 6-yard gain, making it second down, 4 yards to go. Underwood goes in for Brush in the Billings line. Here the Braves up the line of scrimmage again. Second down, 4 yards to go. The ball right on the 50-yard line. Single wing shift over to the right. The ball goes to Landon. Landon picks up his interference, gets up the line of scrimmage, across the 50, down into Billings territory, right at the 49. He's pulled back at the 50. About a whole host of white jerseys pulled him under there.
Landon carried the ball. The tackle was made by
Noggle. Noggle made the tackle on Landon that time, right in there to pull him under. And they say his forward motion carried him up to the 46-yard line. I think at the 47-yard line, where it'll be second down and 1 yard, or rather third down and 1 yard to go.
Dennison in for Roth out in the line for Kalispell.
Gene Dennison goes in for Roth in the Kalispell forward wall. That's it, right tackle. There's a single wing shift around to the right again. The ball goes back to Tennant. Tennant finds a home left side line, gets across the 40-yard line, still going to the 40, still 35, and he's pulled down from behind. The big Ted Brodigan at the 30-yard line. Ronnie Lundquist made the tackle. So another first down for the Kalispell Braves on the Billings 30-yard line. This is the deepest penetration that Kalispell has made in Billings territory tonight. And Lundquist, like, having a little trouble with the knee over there. And time has been called on the field. The water buckets are out, and while time is out on the field, let's call in our announcer.
The time is now to winterize your car. Save yourself trouble and a rush the first really cold day. Remarock Motors in Billings, your Packard dealer, have mechanics and materials that can make your car fit for winter driving. Take your car in, have them give the motor a checkup and a tune-up. Test the battery for easy starting, and then tighten the body bolts and frame to take the rough abuse out of winter driving. At Remarock Motors, you'll find courteous people who will take pride in returning your car in top condition at an economical price. When you leave your car at Rimrock Motors, leave it with the knowledge that expert mechanics will do the work, and only the work that needs to be done. Winterize now. Take your car Monday to Rimrock Motors, 3222 First Avenue North in Billings.
Time is back in once again. There's the Kalispell Braves single wing shift over to the right. The ball goes to big fullback Tennant. Tennant down to the center of the line. Gets up to the 25-yard line. Falls forward to the 24. That's going to be a gain of about 7 yards to play, making it second down, 3 yards to go. The ball on the 23. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. It's a 19-0 ball game. The Bronx leading Kalispell. Kalispell at the line of scrimmage now. They're all fired up. They've got this big steamroller there is moving. There's a single wing shift out to the right. The ball goes back to Landon. He hands off to Ruby. Ruby comes around the left end. He gets up the line of scrimmage. That's all up further. He falls forward to about the 20. It's going to be awfully close to a first down. He picked up about 3 yards as he cut back in. He was hit on the line of scrimmage, but he carried two men with him, and they're going to bring in the chain gang to see if it's a first down. So we'll keep the glasses on it for you and tell you just exactly how this measurement is. They put down the chain, they stretch it out, it drops, and we can't see. Bill Hodges got his knee away. I don't think it's quite enough. No, it's not enough. Now they're going to stretch it out, put it in another spot. Picked up the ball and moved it down a little further.
Let's roll in, running it out to 10 for
going. Got about 6 inches, says Bill Hodges, so that's exactly what they've got to make for first down. Second down, And the third down, about 6 inches to go. So the clock goes in motion again, and the Braves are in their T formation. Nevis calls a signal from the quarter. There's a single wing shift out to the right. The ball goes back to Tennant. Tennant piles in the center of the line, and he might have made it, might not. Boy, he was thrown back. He hit the big wall of flesh right there. Bill Hodges says, yes, he did. He moved it across that 20-yard line, which is good enough for a first down. Forward motion carried him across. So it'll be first and 10 for the Braves on the Billings 20. There are 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first half. Braves up the line of scrimmage. Single wing shift around to the right. Ball goes back to Landon. Landon sweeping right around, right in. Cuts down, gets across the line of scrimmage. Gets up to the 15-yard line. And he's smothered under at the 15. A gain of 5 yards on the play. Landon swinging wide around the right end, then cutting back sharply and moving down 5 yards in the play, making it second down and 5 yards to go. Second and five. The ball on the Billings 15, 15 yards in from the far sidelines. A 19-0 ball game. The Billings Bronx leading the Kalispell Braves. T formation again as Nevis calls his signals. There's a single wing shift again. The ball goes back in direct pass to Tennant. This time the big fullback finds his home on the left side line, gets across the 15-yard line, and is smothered under right at the 15. And it says forward motion carried him down to the 13-yard line.
Tennant carried the ball. The tackle was made by Woodrow.
Woodrow and Hine made the tackle. It'll be third down and 4 yards to go. Up the line of scrimmage come the Braves. Single wing around to the right again. Ball goes back to Landon. Landon cuts in the center of the line, gets up to the 10-yard line, and falls forward to the 9. That's going to be good enough for another first down.